What's believed to be the largest outbreak ever of the deadly bacterial disease Listeriosis, or Listeria, has left more than 60 people dead across South Africa, with nearly 750 confirmed cases. That's according to the World Health Organization, WHO, on Friday, which praised the response of the South African government so far. WHO country representative Dr. Rufaro Chatora commended the openness of the government, which has shared detailed information on the outbreak in accordance with international health regulations. The disease can be found in various foods, such as dairy products, meat and seafood, and has a long incubation time, making it hard to identify the exact source of the outbreak. Bronwyn Cowley spoke to WHO spokesperson in Geneva, Christian Lindmeier.
South Africa is currently experiencing the largest outbreak of listeriosis ever reported worldwide. So we know of another large one in the USA in 2011 and a bigger one in Italy in 1997. But as far as we know, this is the biggest right now, with a total of nearly 750 laboratory-confirmed listeriosis cases and already a death count of 61 patients.
Could you tell me just very briefly what listeriosis is and where the risk is found?
Listeriosis is a disease we mainly find in the food sector. So it is a bacteria, Listeria, which you find mainly in unpasteurized dairy products, milk especially unpasteurized, in ready-to-eat foods, and even you can find it in refrigerated foods, so in your refrigerator, in the food there, in raw meat, in sausages, in cheese spread, and things like this. It is a bacteria which can affect anybody, but especially those who have a low immune system. So infants are very often a high target of this bacteria. Newborns are about 40% of the infected people.
Even refrigerated food is risky. How can people prevent this risk?
The problem with this bacteria is it's not showing immediately. So the incubation period takes usually up to 3 weeks to show. So of course, then it's very difficult to establish where the source of this was. So you wouldn't know what you ate 3 weeks ago, maybe the one particular food which made you sick 3-4 weeks later. This is the big challenge we face in this situation. So in general, of course, it's important to cook your meat, your food. Be careful with unpasteurized dairy products, and especially the ones, the populations with a weak immune system, or pregnant mothers, the elderly, people living with HIV, people living with cancer are at high risk, and they should be especially careful of how they process their food and what they eat.
Could you tell me how many people are affected and in what regions?
Nearly 2/3 of the cases we have been reported are from the Gauteng province, which is where Joburg and Pretoria are. We have a total of now 748 laboratory-confirmed cases. But again, this is difficult because many cases may not be even reported. The cases come from all socioeconomic backgrounds. So it's not something you could only limit to, let's say, the poor.
What is the reason that there's suddenly this large number of people being affected?
That is very difficult to know, and that is the problem. So luckily, or as a good step, actually, South Africa has implemented some very important measures. It has made listeriosis a notifiable disease. So every patient who shows up at a health center, at a clinic with these symptoms and is being diagnosed as listeriosis will have to be reported. And that's important because listeriosis is such a real big challenge because it's not only the health sector which is involved. It involves all sectors. It involves the food industry, the farming. And to find the source is really difficult simply because the incubation period is so long.
Is the WHO happy with the collaboration with the Ministry of Health in South Africa?
South Africa is taking good steps right now, as far as we can see, but we offered our help. And if the ministry agrees, we would support with food safety and outbreak experts to support the government in any further steps.